Good morning, and a warm welcome to all of you in the name of our Savior Jesus. We begin our worship service today with a prayer to our God and Savior. O Lord God, our Heavenly Father, you are the only true and living God. By your grace, you have called us to be your children, and you've invited us to come before you in worship and praise. Grant that we may worship you in spirit and in truth, so that our worship truly is pleasing in your sight. Let your saving grace work in our hearts and cause us to grow in our faith and love for you. We ask you, Lord, to strengthen us for the week to come, that in all things we may live as your dear children and give all glory to you through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. You may be seated. Our first hymn for today is Praise to the Lord the Almighty. Please rise. I invite you to follow our order of service that's printed for you in your service bulletin. We begin on the bottom of page 2. We begin this worship service in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. If you, O Lord, kept a record of sins, O Lord, who could stand? But with you there is forgiveness, therefore we stand in awe of you. Since we are gathered to hear God's word and call upon him in prayer and praise, and to receive the body and blood of our Lord Jesus at the fellowship of this altar, let's first consider our unworthiness and confess before God and each other that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed, and that we cannot free ourselves from our sinful condition. Together, as his people, let us take refuge in the infinite mercy of God our Heavenly Father, seeking his grace for the sake of Christ, and saying, God be merciful to me, a sinner. Let us then confess our sins to God our Father. Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us, forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for us. And for his sake, God forgives us all our sins. To those who believe in Jesus Christ, he gives the power to become the children of God, and God gives us his Holy Spirit. May the Lord, who has begun this good work in us, bring it to completion in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The Lord be with you. We pray. O Lord, keep your family, the church, continually in the true faith, that relying on the hope of your heavenly grace, we may always be defended by your mighty power. We pray this through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated. Our first scripture reading for today is taken from 1 Peter chapter 5. We read verses 6 through 11. How can we possibly get through this life with all its struggles and trials? I'm sure that the drive to church this morning was a little more difficult than it usually is, given the weather we're having. And with all the temptations and the difficulties that Satan puts in our way, how can we endure? Well, Peter reminds us that we can cast all our cares on Jesus, on Him, for He cares for us. Peter writes, "Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon Him, for He cares for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Resist him, steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in the world. But may the God of all grace, who called us to His eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a while, perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. To Him be the glory and the dominion forever and ever. Amen." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Our gospel reading for today is from the Gospel of Mark. We read from chapter 1, verses 29 through 39. "Glory to you, O Lord." In this reading from Mark, we once again see Jesus' power in healing and also in casting out demons. "Then they left the synagogue and went with James and John to the home of Simon and Andrew. Simon's mother-in-law was lying in bed, sick with a fever. Without delay, they told Jesus about her. He went to her, took her by the hand, and raised her up. The fever left her, and she began to serve them. That evening, when the sun had set, the people kept bringing to him all who were sick and demon-possessed. The whole town gathered at the door. He healed many people who were sick with various diseases and drove out many demons. But he did not allow the demons to speak because they knew who he was. Jesus got up early in the morning while it was still dark and went out. He withdrew to a solitary place and was praying there. Simon and his companions searched for him, and when they found him, they said to him, 'Everyone is looking for you.' He told them, 'Let's go somewhere else, to the neighboring villages, so I can preach there too. In fact, that is why I have come.' Then he went throughout the whole region of Galilee, preaching in their synagogues and driving out demons." This is the word of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Please rise. Let's join now in confessing our faith in the one true triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, with the words of the Nicene Creed, beginning on page 6. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of His Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day He rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And He will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. You may be seated. We continue with our next hymn, Your Hand, O Lord, in Days of Old. Please rise. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who is our strength, dear fellow redeemed. The text for our meditation and application to our daily walk of faith is taken from Isaiah chapter 40. We read verses 27 through 31. Why do you say, O Jacob, and speak, O Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord, and my just claim is passed over by my God? Have you not known? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, neither faints nor is weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. These are the words of our Lord. Let us pray. Let the words of our mouths and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. Well, we are into the first week of February. It's time to check and see how those New Year's resolutions are coming along. Did you make one this year? Did you make some this year? Have you already broken it? Have you already broken all of them if you made several? Now, don't beat yourself up too badly. Most people don't have theirs kept still at this point either. Depending on the poll that you read, somewhere between 8 and 9% of people keep their New Year's resolutions throughout the year. And depending on the polls you read on the internet, some even say 8% keep their resolution for even just 1 month. So as you see February arriving, it can be a bit of a sobering reminder that those good intentions, those hopes we had for improvement in certain areas of our lives just 1 month ago, they don't always come to fruition, do they? It can be a reminder that a change in calendar years doesn't magically guarantee a real fresh start, or renewed health, or better eating and exercise habits, or a new you. On that cheerful note, let me remind you that 1 month into this new year, whether you've made your resolution, whether you've kept your resolutions or not, we still have the same sure and certain promises of God. Just like we had every one of the past days, months, and years of our lives. In Him and because of Him, we can say with certainty, you are a new you. Now, it may not always be in the ways that we want to be made new. New diet, new health, new body. But God guarantees that He always guarantees that He has and does renew us in the only way that truly counts, and that is spiritually. These verses from our text always hold a special place in my heart because verse 31 of this section of Isaiah was the passage that my high school class chose as our graduation verse. Those of you who are a bit older, I'm not including myself in this category, of course, you might have a hard time remembering what it was like to be a senior in high school, to be 18 years old, to have that seemingly limitless energy, enthusiasm, and strength of someone who has the world in front of them as a high school senior. But as many of us also know very well, youth is no guarantee of good health. Physical strength is no guarantee of true strength, and earthly power is no guarantee of endurance or longevity. Our text reminds us in verse 30, even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But as our text also reminds us, when our true power source is the Lord, Jehovah, the one true God, our strength, no matter what our age is untiring and unlimited. Listen again to the verses of our text, verse 29 and verse 31. He, that is the Lord, Jehovah, gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might, He increases strength. Those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. How do we get this strength from the Lord, Jehovah, the one true God? Well, again, the verse answers the question, doesn't it? Verse 31 says, when we wait on the Lord. That word can also be translated hope in the Lord. It is a twin sister of faith, you might say. Faith and trust in the Lord are what bring true strength. Trust in ourselves, trust in other people, our own feelings, our own strength, that's only going to end up bringing frustration and eventually will bring failure. Even trusting in others, even some of the most trustworthy people, they will eventually stumble. They're not always perfect, don't always give the best advice. But trusting in the Lord will never fail. Even when it seems very difficult to wait or hope in the Lord, we know that He's going to give us exactly what we need at exactly the right time. Think about that thought. He gives us exactly what we need at exactly the right time. Think about those times in life where life has gotten toughest. When you felt like you were just about to break. What got you through it? Was it because you put in a little extra time in the gym this week or ran a few extra miles? Did you try and convince yourself that you're a smart enough person, you're a tough enough person to get through this personal tragedy in a reasonable way? No. When we are face down without strength or without might of our own because of what this world, this sin-filled world has thrown our way, or even because of our own foolishness or our own sinful actions, we cry out to the Lord for help. In our text, he promises he gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might, he increases strength. He has never broken a promise. He will never fail us. He will never leave us. He loves us, and he wants us to trust, fully trust, in his love. Often, and I would say far too often, we forget this, don't we? We are no different than the people of Isaiah's day. The people of Isaiah's day were guilty of forgetting this about the Lord at times as well. The Lord knew that when he had the Israelites carried away into the Babylonian captivity for 70 long years, they would be tempted to lose hope. They might forget that God actually loved them, that God was still with them, even there in that horrible situation of being captive in a foreign country. So he would remind his people through the prophet Isaiah of the truth that he was still their all-powerful Creator God, whose ways and reasons are far above their own. Listen again to verse 28. He says, "Have you not known? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the Creator of the ends of the earth, neither faints nor is weary. His understanding is unsearchable." When we forget God's power and his love, he needs to turn us back to the proof that he's not only capable of helping us and giving us strength, but also return to the proof that he truly loves us more than we can imagine. And he wants to give us his strength. That ultimate proof of not just his strength, but also his love is, of course, found in his Son, Jesus Christ. The month of February not only reminds us that we probably haven't kept our New Year's resolutions, but the month of February might also remind us that it's the month of Valentine's Day, a month where we talk about love. And God gave the ultimate "I love you" by sending his Son, Jesus, to be the gift of love for each one of us. He showed us his power and his compassion through the incredible miracles and the words that Jesus spoke, as we heard again in one of our scripture readings from today. He showed the ultimate proof of his undying commitment and his devotion to us by earning our salvation for us, by sacrificing that only Son of his, Jesus Christ, on the cross of Calvary. And then, just to leave nothing in doubt, he proved his promises to us by raising Jesus from the dead. So once again today, God reminds us of his promises, the promises of his power and his love for us. And he asks us, "Have you not known? Have you not heard?" That's a rhetorical question used for effect, right? You have. You do know. You have heard. We do know and we have heard. We just don't always remember. And we don't always truly take it to heart. But what I want all of us to realize this morning is that God just doesn't make his promises to make you a new you. He has promised many times through his word that through faith in Jesus Christ, he has made you a new you. He has renewed you. In his word, he promises us this. In Christ, we're told in 2 Corinthians 5, we are a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. In Christ, God tells us we can do all things through Him who gives us strength. God also promises that in Christ, His mercies are new to us every morning. In Christ, every day is a day of renewal and newness. In Christ, every day, God is bringing about a new you, a renewed you. We don't have to wait until next New Year's Day. His promises and His strength are waiting for us right here in His Word, as close to us as our Bibles, which for many of us are right there in our phones. If you have a Bible app, your Word is right there with you wherever you go. Never forget that. In these words and promises of God, that is where we find true strength. Not because they are some feel-good, religious, wishful thinking promises that help us think optimistically about the future. No, these are words and promises that are powerful and give us strength because they are true. They are true in Christ. And so I encourage you as we go about the days of this new year that is now more than a month old to remind yourselves of these promises of God. Read His Word. He will renew your strength, your spiritual strength. Read those promises for yourself in His Word and remind yourself of all that God has done for you. Remind yourself of the new you He has made you in Christ. Did you know that there are thousands of promises from God in the Bible? Thousands. As you read through His Word, maybe take some time to jot down when you come across a promise and keep that list somewhere so you can remember more easily those promises and review those promises that God has made to you and to me. So whether or not you've had the willpower to keep your New Year's resolution, whether you made the resolution or not, we pray that God would give us His untiring strength in our bodies, in our minds, and most importantly, in our souls. We pray that He would remind us and instill in us faithfulness and trust in His Word and His promises. And above all, we pray that He would give us hearts that are truly comforted by His peace through the forgiveness that was won for us by the death of His Son, Jesus. That peace, which you hear me say, words from the Scripture every Sunday, peace that surpasses understanding, that unburdens our heavy consciences from the weight of our sin and guilt, and allows us to truly and freely mount up with wings like eagles and soar each day in Christ's newness toward our heavenly home. Amen. Please rise. And that peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. You may be seated. If you have an offering to give to the Lord today, we invite you to do so by placing it in the offering plate in the entryway of our church. We bring special prayers to our Father's throne today. We give prayers for our area and our state as we are going through these storms and flooding in various areas in California. We ask for the Lord's protection and for Him to keep any more flooding from happening. Prayers have also been requested for my nephew Joel, who is undergoing leg surgery. He had surgery on the other leg a couple of years ago because of the same injury. So prayers that he has a successful surgery and a full recovery, just like he did on his first leg. Any other prayer requests for today? Yes, Marianne.
I asked you before to pray for my doctor to be more cancer. I heard this week that he was doing well. However, the medication he was taking was causing serious side effects. So they have switched the medication. I just prayed that medication would help me in fighting this cancer.
Remind me of your friend's name again.
Bernie.
Any other prayer requests? Let's join our hearts together in prayer. Dear Jesus, you are our Savior and our King. You graciously rule over all things in heaven and on earth for the good of your believers, your church. You have invited us and even commanded us to come before your throne of grace with our prayers and our requests. We come to you today, dear Lord, with these requests, asking you to protect us and all of those in the path of the current severe storms that are hitting so much of California. If it is your will, Lord, prevent any further damage or flooding as more rain is forecast for this week. We pray that your grace and your mercy be on those who have been affected by the flooding and the devastation that these heavy rains have caused so many in our area and throughout our state. We pray that you would protect and comfort those who may have lost loved ones, homes, and property in these storms and flooding. And we pray that you would give hope to those whose hope has vanished. We ask you to be merciful to all who have experienced any loss or devastation in this storm. Help them to recover and help the cleanup to go quickly and smoothly. Be with the emergency crews, the volunteers, and all those who are helping day and night to assist those who have suffered from these storms. We thank you, dear Lord, that through this rain you have filled our reservoirs and our groundwater, and we trust that you'll give us what we need at the proper time. We entrust into your healing hands, dear Savior, my nephew Joel Bernthal. Please guide the surgeon and the staff who are with him that his surgery would be successful and give him full recovery if it be your will. Give him patience during this trial. Help him to have the endurance of going through this once again, that he can know that you are with him just like you were after his first surgery, and that you will see him through this. Help him to trust in you, not just with his physical well-being, but most importantly, to trust in you, knowing that you, his loving Savior, are right there with him. We pray for your healing hand to be upon Dr. Bernie as well. Help him, Lord, as he's switching medication, that it would be effective, prevent any side effects from harming him, and help him, Lord, if it's your will, to be returning to full strength very soon. Lead him to know you as his Savior as well, and help him to know you as the peace and comfort that you bring through the forgiveness of sins. We ask all these things in your name, dear Jesus. Amen. We continue our service today with our next hymn, When Peace Like a River. Thank you. Please rise. We continue with the service of the sacrament on the top of page 10. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. We lift them up to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give him thanks and praise. It is truly fitting, right, and spiritually beneficial that we should at all times and in all places give thanks unto you, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who promised that wherever two or three come together in his name, there he is with them to shepherd his flock till he comes again in glory. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and singing, we give you thanks, O Lord our God, for the redemption you have prepared for us through Jesus Christ and his cross. Give us your Holy Spirit, that we may faithfully receive the blessings of forgiveness, life, and salvation that come to us in his body and blood. In his name we pray, as we now join in praying the prayer that he taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. We continue with the words of institution. Our Lord Jesus Christ, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same manner also he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of our Lord be with you always. Amen.
Jesus Christ.
May be seated. At this time, we ask that those who are communicant members of our congregation or of a sister congregation in the Church of the Lutheran Confession receive the Lord's Supper at this time. We begin with those who would like to take the Lord's Supper from their pews. I invite you to take out your communion packets right now. Beginning with the bread. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for your sins. And now taking the wine, take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of all your sins. Now may this, the true body and true blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, strengthen you and preserve you in the one true faith until life everlasting. Depart in peace. Amen. And now at the direction of our usher, we invite those who would like to come forward to receive the Lord's Supper at the altar.
contaminate this, the true body and true blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, strengthen you and preserve you in the one true faith until life everlasting. Depart in peace.
Please rise. We continue by singing the Nunc Dimittis on the top of page 13. Receive now with believing hearts the blessing from our Lord. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. We close our service today with the hymn, I Lay My Sins on Jesus, and invite you to stand for the last verse. Thank you. Please be seated. Good morning.
Good morning.
A warm welcome to all of you in the name of our Savior Jesus, and pray that you've been blessed through the message you've heard today. On behalf of our congregation, I'd like to welcome our guests and visitors who are with us today. I invite you to sign our guest book in the entry, and then invite you to come and worship our Savior with us again in the near future. I'm certainly glad that all of you made it here and made it here safely today. Please pray for safe travels for our Hayward service today. We've got members from a lot of different places. Some of them will not be attending because of the rain and the wind, but pray for safe travels for myself and for the members who will be attending this afternoon. And safe travels for all of you on your way home today as well. Following our service today, we will be having our choir practice. If you'd like to join us to sing our choir pieces for Holy Week, we are almost to the season of Lent, so we're starting our choir practices today, and we'll do them on Sundays throughout this season up into Holy Week, Palm Sunday, Good Friday, and Easter. This week, Bible instruction class on Tuesday with Gary is at 12:15. Wednesday, confirmation class with Natalie is at 4 p.m. Next Sunday, Bible class at 9 a.m., worship at 10, choir practice again at 11 o'clock, and then our crafting bee will be held next Sunday at approximately 11:30. Please check your mailbox. There is a church calendar for this month and a daily rest devotional for each family. There's at least one extra copy of the daily devotional on the table in the entryway, and there are some extra copies of the church calendar if you'd like to take one for yourself. Also, the printed copies of the church and school annual report that we went through last Sunday, the printed copies are available in the entryway on the table on the clear magazine rack in there. There's a bunch of copies of the report. If you need another printed copy, please just speak with me and I can make more if I need to. Also on the back table, there is the church directory for this year. Please check your contact information, change, add, subtract, whatever you need to do. If you have checked it and everything is correct or have corrected it and everything's good, please put a check mark by it so I know that you've looked at it. My goal is to, after next Sunday, close it up and make the directory. It might not be exactly the week after then, but we're going with the deadline of February 11th. If you have any changes to make, please get them in by the 11th of February. Any other announcements for today?
Contribution reports are in member boxes.
Your contribution reports from last year's offerings are in your mailboxes. Thank you for remembering that too. I had to send their hand. Leslie.
Just a kind of a heads up that hopefully in 2 weeks, according to Scott and Mike, they're hoping to clean the floor in the back classroom. And it's not a huge, two people can probably do the cleaning, but we really, really could use some help on just getting everything out of the classroom. So if you could check maybe next Sunday to see what time you want to start, I'm assuming 10 o'clock, get stuff out of the classroom, and then come back at the end of the day and put it back into the classroom.
And I believe the date that we're looking at is Saturday the 17th of February, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, you can assume Saturday the 17th at probably 10 a.m. Okay.
There's no school
that week, yep. It's also a Saturday, so there's no school on Saturday.
Yeah. And so the other option, if it's a rainy day and you can't have stuff outside, would be the following Saturday. So
sure.
It's the Saturday just prior, just after the school is out. So as a note to that, Michaela and Isaac will not be here. Mm-hmm. So we could use hands to it.
Sure. Okay, any other announcements today? May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.